Welcome to the Anderson Business Advisors Podcast, the nationally recognized preferred provider for asset protection and tax planning in the nation. This show is for real estate investors looking to protect their assets, save on taxes, and build their wealth with Clint Coons. Clint is an attorney, author, avid real estate investor, and featured instructor at Anderson's tax and asset protection events held throughout the country. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone. Hi, it's Clint Coons here with Anderson Business Advisors, and this is another episode of our podcast. In this episode, what I thought we would talk about is real estate investing, but from the business planning side. You know, those of you that heard me speak before, you've been out to one of the live events, you know that when I talk about real estate investing, I like to refer to it as a three-legged stool. That is, you have the asset protection leg, you have the tax planning leg, then more importantly, you have the business planning leg. And then when you're focusing on your real estate, what you should be looking at from a structuring standpoint is, yes, you definitely need the first two legs, the tax and the asset protection, but you need to make sure that you're not going to do something with those two legs that will impair your ability to grow the business side of your investing. Because at the end, that is really what real estate investors should be focusing on. Looking at real estate as a business, using it to turn their cash, their efforts into something that is sustainable for them so you can do more. So you're put yourself in the place where an opportunity presents itself, you're ready to take action. But so many people miss this. Their local professionals do not see it that way. The individuals with whom they work to help them, their coaches with their real estate investing, do not understand this concept. That business is extremely important, or that idea, that mindset, when you're going to go out there and start real estate investing. Because as challenges come up, if you haven't planned for those challenges or anticipated them, because you're looking at it from a business perspective, it's going to be difficult for you. And so many people miss this in all aspects of their lives. I remember when I first started practicing law, I'd graduated from law school. I was 2 years out of law school. And my grandfather, here's an attorney for over 50 years. He sat down with me one night over a few bottles of wine and he said, "Hey, Clint, you're never going to find success as an attorney the way you practice." And you know, for a minute there, I didn't know how to take it. And then I spun it and I said, "You're right. You know, based upon how you see the practice of law, I'm never going to find success that way, but I'm not trying to find success the way you practice. I am taking my practice, what I'm doing, and I'm building a business around it. I see it through a different set of eyes. And I want to create something that I can scale, that I can expand and go nationwide." And so from his perspective, where you sit behind a desk and you wait for clients to come into your office, and that's how you play hide the ball, and that's how you build your business. Ours was completely different. It was about education and bringing it to people to build the trust. And so this is what comes up in real estate. And that's why I thought with this episode, what we'll focus on is the business side. And there's no one better to talk about that than a good friend of mine who is out there actually teaching people about business. His name is Andre Johnson, and he has actually wrote a book called Deal Mastery, and he has a phenomenal program about understanding this concept and helping real estate investors move their investing to the next level so they don't feel trapped. Andre, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Clint. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad you've come on, because this topic means a lot to me. I mean, every event I talk about the business planning side, and I just look at people and they, you know, their eyes start to widen and they lean into the conversation because no one's ever spoken to them about this. It's always about, you got to go out and fix and flip this property. Here's the deal, how to wholesale, but you got this different spin on it, you know, and I find that to be intriguing. But it didn't, I mean, you just don't wake up one day and realize, hey, this has got to be a business. I mean, where did all this come from? How did you get started and figure all this stuff out?
All right. So just quick background on me. So when I started investing, I started like a lot of people looking at it as an opportunity, a pathway to financial freedom. A friend of mine had just bought a townhouse. I lived in a townhouse. Only difference was his townhouse was two units. And he would always brag about how his tenant upstairs was paying for his rent and mortgage. And so essentially, he got me into the business by showing me how real estate could unlock the opportunity towards cash flow, towards the ability to create wealth. And that was my beginning. He wanted to buy more properties. He had credit challenges, so he wanted to meet me to be a credit partner. And so that was really the beginnings of me looking at real estate through the lens of not trying to do everything myself. And I think the listeners listening to this podcast, a lot of people struggle with trying to make real estate a business where they wear all the hats for all the responsibilities that we have as investors. And so one of the keys as you're starting out your real estate business or trying to get unstuck and take your business to the next level is to fire yourself as quickly as possible from as many roles that you have in your business. Let me repeat that. Your goal should be to fire yourself from as many responsibilities that you have in your business as quickly as possible. That's the way that you're going to be able to scale. That's the way you're going to be able to be successful long term. So let me give you an example. There are many of you that are looking to get started as an investor, or you're trying to grow your business and take it to the next level. And unfortunately, you are trying to do all the things in your business to make that happen. One of the things that helped unlock the scalability in my business very early on, Clint, was to be able to rely and leverage on others to do things like finding deals for me, to allow others to help to finance the projects that we were fixing and flipping in the early 2000s. And so that way you don't get stuck with the limitations of your own time, the limitations of your own capital, the limitations, quite frankly, of your own knowledge, if you're willing to, and you look for the right strategic partners in your business.
You know, I mean, that goes back to that age old saying, you should be working on your business, not in your business. And that trap, everyone falls into it. I know I still, to this day, I've been practicing for 20 years, building up Anderson, and I have to check myself because I will fall into that trap of working in the business too much rather than on the business. So that's a great point. But I don't think people necessarily get that right away, do they?
They don't. Because most people, and quite frankly, in our industry, most instructors, coaches, and mentors, they put forth the result in front of the student or the new investor as the prize. An example would be the mindset of how quickly can I get that first deal done, or a marketing campaign of we'll help you to make $30,000 in 30 days. Well, Clint, I liken that to someone that just wants to chase a result, someone that's playing the lottery. There's no predictable outcomes, no predictable timeline with that mindset. So someone looking to get started, one of the most important things I can leave you with today is if you're looking to make real estate a serious career change, a serious business for you, a path towards financial freedom, you have to invest in building the fundamental building blocks in your business. And those building blocks are, you have to invest in having ongoing sales and marketing. You can't just rely on the MLS. You can't just rely on agents and brokers. You can't just rely on auctions to be and wholesalers to be the source of your deals. You have to invest in some type of scalable lead gen for yourself. So what does that mean? Invest in some basic marketing system where you can find and then nurture opportunities with off-market sellers that might be interested in selling their property to you. There's many different ways to do that. You can do that with cold calling. You can do that with sending out yellow letters. You can do that with door hangers. There's many ways that you can set up deal finding systems in your business as sales and marketing. Okay. Another component of building a business is, of course, operations. Now, I would ask you, if you're in real estate, you know, do you handle all the paperwork in your business? You know, are you doing the bookkeeping? Are you the one that's answering the phone? Are you the one that's actually following up on the leads? Are you the one going out in the field to actually, you know, take the photos of a property? These are all tasks that we have as business, real estate business owners, but until you're able to fire yourself and outsource these tasks and delegate them to someone that's experienced and been trained to actually execute, then you're going to be constantly working in your business and you can't work on your business to scale it to be something where you control your time. And Clint, the funny thing is when people get in this business, they have the dream of being financially free, being able to have their passive income to replace their expenses and being able to work from anywhere in the world. And unfortunately, the dream very rarely matches the work and the execution that people put into building their real estate business.
Yeah, I know. I see that a lot because there's that reality that finally starts to sink in and people wondering why they're not having success. And I refer to it as, you know, building the foundation or having a blueprint, a set of plans. Everything begins with a script or plans. You want to build a house, you need a plan. You want to make a movie, you need a script. And so people put a lot of time into that so that whatever they're going to do, hopefully they're going to find success. And so you have to nail all that down. And so many real estate investors, as you stated, they want to go out there for the prize right away. And they don't think about investing in the processes to obtain the prize.
Absolutely. And so what happens is occasionally, let's say you have this big training outfit. Maybe it's a national outfit and they train tens of thousands of investors. Okay. So yes, you may wind up with 5 to 10% of them that wind up doing a wholesale deal in the first 8 or 30 days. And that becomes a quote unquote atypical case study. Results are atypical type of disclaimer with someone that has that type of pop of result in 30 days, but they can't reproduce it. And so what I'm saying is, if you want real estate to be the pathway to financial freedom, if you want it to be something that gives you the lifestyle and the happiness that you want, be willing to invest in the process, knowing that you may not have that deal that pops in 30 days, but you'll have a business that continues to generate cash flow, continues to generate multiple streams of income for the long haul over the life of your business. So I mentioned the fundamentals of having a sales and marketing foundation, building block in your business. I mentioned having an operations building block where you may have virtual assistants, virtual workers, strategic partners that help you to execute, you know, the grunt work that needs to happen in your business. But you also need to make sure you invest in having those professional service providers in your business, starting with a mentor, someone that can help you to shorten the learning curve to help you get started, or quite frankly, a mentor to help get you unstuck if you've been in the business for a while to take your business to the next level. And then all the other strategic partners you need, like your, you know, asset protection person, like, you know, Clint and Anderson Advisors.
There you go. Yeah.
Making sure you have the right financial partners around you, you know, that can, you know, keep the money in your business as opposed to going out of your business. And then lastly, of course, and this one baffles me, Clint, when people come into this industry and they want to get started, or, you know, they have some experience with investing and they want to go full time, it always baffles me why people do not think that they need to shore up their finances in their business before they get started. If you look at any business opportunity, okay, a franchise, a mom and pop business starting, a deli shop, everyone understands, oh, I might have to get a small business loan. Oh, I might have to take 6 months of capital for my operations in my 6 to 12 month plan and put that in the bank to make sure I can cover payroll, to make sure I can cover my marketing, to make sure I have enough expenses to cover my systems and my website and all these different things. People come into real estate and they just think, oh, I can turn a dollar into a million without any type of financing foundation. So we make sure that not only people that we work with, but people that are in the earshot of our voices understand, if you're going to get into real estate full time, or if you want it to be a pathway to financial freedom, make sure that you invest in financing your business. Have 6 to 12 months of your operations, your marketing budgets in a bank account. And then that's going to allow you to hire virtual workers, hire assistants, bring on the right partners, bring the right legal protection advisors, the right financial advisors, the right mentor. That's what's going to allow you to scale your business, have the right plans to allow you to achieve your goal and to scale your business long term.
So when you're talking to that first person that just, you know, they're getting started in real estate and you're telling them all of this that you need to do, one, I can see what's going to happen. They're going to feel overwhelmed by it. And two, they're going to push back and they say, why should I spend money? Or maybe they've already gone to take an educational courses and they haven't found any success in learning how to flip property or buy and hold or wholesale. Why should I spend more money and I haven't made any money yet? Because I see that as the typical objection that people have to investing in the core aspects of building their business as you described. So how do you address that?
Yes. So here would be my retort to that. My retort to that would be, well, you shouldn't spend the first dollar if you're not planning on investing for the long term into the building the foundation, the growth of your business. In other words, if your mindset is, I'm going to invest, let's call it $100 for some course, that's no different than spending $100 on playing the Powerball or the big game. Okay. It's not a sustainable, it's not a fertile, you know, plan or pathway to success. You really have to look at real estate investing as a business. And the business is only going to be successful when you have your real estate investment activities as a core part of the multiple streams of income in your business. So I turn it around and tell people this. Okay. So when you get started in real estate, you're going to have to find what area you want to specialize in. I call it finding your effing focus. It's not the F you think about, right? So you have finding deals, you have funding deals, you have fixing properties and flipping deals. So finding, funding, fixing, and flipping. Those four Fs really break down the areas of real estate, no matter what type of strategy. So when you get started, you're going to need to have a foundation in place to find where your expertise lies, where you want to hone that expertise. And then what you wind up doing is you wind up having partners, you wind up hiring specialists. You wind up bringing other people into your business so that you are able to, again, work on your business and have other people working in your business. And I found over the years, the best way to go about doing that is to approach real estate with a long-term vision and focus in mind. Do not look at this business as something where it's a get rich quick. I'm going to make $30,000 in 30 days. If you plan correctly, with the right budget, the right plan, then it's something that I've seen be sustainable for investors across the country. We've helped a lot of investors go from part-time to full-time, a lot of investors to come in with the right mindset to now be thinking community, to now bring in partners, and now to scale and grow their business like we've scaled and grown ours.
All right. So, I mean, what would be the average budget? Let's say I wanted to go out and buy and hold properties, and I want to start, you know, finding properties off book. How much should I budget then to create these systems? And then how long does that take before I should even focus on the prize?
So coming in, and everyone's going to come with a different financial background, different financial resources, access to resources. But if you come in and you have the ability to plan for 6 to 12 months and you have resources to bring in, yeah, I would say on average somewhere, budget somewhere around at least $2,500 a month for your operations and marketing budget, at least. So that $2,500 a month, of course, you know, if you look at that over a year, it's going to be somewhere around 30 grand. 30 grand for a year is not, if anyone's listening to this, you say, hey, I want to start a new business. My goal is to be financially free in 5 years. You say, okay, if I make an investment over a year, 30 grand, does that seem unreasonable? I think the average person listening, Clint, would say, no, that's not really unreasonable. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you take a $2,500 budget, you can now, Clint, you can have, you know, a portion of that budget, let's say $500 to $700 a month be allocated towards your sales and marketing, okay, to find hot off-market deals. Out of the $2,500 a month, Clint, you may be able to take $500 to $1,000 to have a virtual assistant working for you about 20 to 30 hours a week. Okay, so now we're up to about $1,000, $1,200. You're about halfway to where that budget will take you on a monthly basis. We've already covered our sales and marketing. We covered our operations, our VA to do some of the grunt work for us in our business. And the rest would be allocation towards maybe some professional service providers, maybe a mentor, maybe, you know, making the right alignments with those white collar professionals that are expert in the area of real estate investing. And then you have a little bit left over, you know, to pay for, you know, of course, some systems, maybe a website and maybe some little things like that. But that's the mindset that you should have if you want this to be a career changer, a lifestyle changer, pathway to financial freedom, and whatever pursuit of happiness you're looking for. So my recommendations to people that come to me, hey, look at that $2,500 a month number, $30,000 for a year, and make it be a 6 to 12 month financing of that. So if you can get $15,000, dump that into your business bank account. And now you know you're set for 6 months of your marketing operations, you know, for the first 6 months of the year.
Okay. So I heard, you know, you talk about the marketing and the VA, but what I've seen a lot is there's so many, I mean, you go on the internet or other individuals who talk about real estate investing, you know, let's say you got to drop yellow letters. You know, you don't want to do yellow letters. You want to do these door hangers or you need to advertise on Facebook. I mean, there's just so many different ways you can go. Personally, if I was in that position, I would just get lost in all the different messaging, and I wouldn't know how to spend that. So how do you focus and narrow that down and say, all right, this is what works in my market? You split test it? I mean, what do you recommend there?
Yes, there's so many different ways you can, you know, get to the same destination. And I'm not here to say one is right versus wrong. What I am here to say is you draw out your plan, and then, of course, you stick to your plan and you work that plan. So when people come to us, no matter what part of the country they're in, they come to us with different goals, different strategies of interest. And we just want to make sure that they allocate those resources to the best of their ability to achieve those goals. Give you an example. A lot of times people come in, Clint, and they say their strategic why, the reason why they're doing this, either starting a real estate business or trying to scale, is to have more time to spend with their loved ones, okay? And then the first thing they say they want to do is they want to wholesale a property in the next 30 days. I say, well, okay, well, you realize wholesaling is actually work. I mean, you're going to have to put work into this activity to actually, you know, wholesale a property. But their goals are to spend more time with their family. And so a lot of times that goal connects to something that they don't make an intuitive connection with. So spending more time with your family, you're going to need some passive income. passive income is going to be associated with things like rentals and other types of passive income generating activities. And so wholesaling is quite the opposite. It's a very active strategy in real estate. So that's how we help our students. That's how we help advise investors to make sure whatever your strategic why is, I just give you an example, spend more time with family, gonna have to generate more passive income. So let's make sure we have your marketing. Let's make sure we have all of your budget geared towards achieving that goal. And so we would have, in that case, our clients focus on their marketing on things that are going to generate cash flowing assets with those dollars.
So then from start to going out and actually putting this, these processes and implementing them and starting, you know, investing, how many months would you say someone should take building this up before they actually start getting serious about the investing side of it? I mean, I imagine it's, you're not talking about a week here.
No. So in perspective, this from ground zero, you know, you come in, you build your 12-month business plan. You say, yes, I understand. I believe this makes sense. So you take your, you know, you finance, get your working and operating capital, throw that in your bank account. Okay. So from that point, you know, you should be able to, after 30 days or so, have the systems in place. So in that second month or so, start your marketing activities, have your virtual assistant, your virtual worker trained to be following up on some of the leads and opportunities that emanate from your campaigns. And so it's not unheard of within that first quarter, you know, to have an actual deal that you're able to execute on, to close, to partner on, and things of that nature. But again, the point of this is, don't make the deal the number one focus of your affections. Make the investment in the process of building your business a number one focus of your affections, and the results will follow. I think we've all heard very successful people in various different industries make that comment. If you focus on the process and not the results, then the results follow.
Okay, so let's just talk about the virtual assistant then, because that's part of the process. How do you find one? Okay, because if I'm going to bring in a virtual assistant and I want them to follow up on deals or go out there and actually, you know, find some of the deals for me, how do you train someone, or how do you identify a virtual assistant that's going to have the aptitude to do that? And they're just not going to be more my time having to clean up after that VA.
Okay, so here's the actual secret in this process that is often misunderstood. Just because you hire a virtual worker doesn't mean the work stops. I mean, you have the interviewing of the virtual worker, you have the training of the VA, you have the management of the VA. So essentially, you do take on work when you hire a virtual assistant from, you know, this site or that site. And there's plenty of sites out there. If you were to Google virtual worker, virtual assistant, what we have done, Clint, over the years and being in the business for 2 decades, we have seen the need for all of these systems, the deal finding systems, the virtual workers, you know, the financing of your business, of course, the mentoring. We've seen all the building blocks required to help new investors get started and to help experienced investors to unlock themselves and their business to go to the next level. And so we have found the best VAs in various countries. We train them up to use our deal finding systems. And so now we actually have investors to hire trained virtual workers and VAs from us. And then those VAs are ready to hit the ground running with all of the training that you need to run comps on properties, to follow up on off-market sellers, experience with some pre-screening so that when by the time you talk to the seller is ready to negotiate with you. And so these are the types of VAs that you want to work with, not someone that you have to, you know, spend your time and sweat equity in interviewing them, training them, managing them from scratch. You really want to have someone that's already been handpicked to be the cream of the crop, if you will, to work for and work with real estate business owners. And so you can get, you know, more information on these VAs. We call them deal VAs because they help you to do deals. If you go to dealvas.com, that's www.dealvas.com. And then you can see some of the VAs we have there on the site. They have some audio samples, some resumes, and you know, you can request a free consultation and we'll talk to you about your real estate virtual assistant needs.
Yeah, see, that's important, because I've heard so many speakers talk about using VAs, but then the student is left to figure this out on their own. And if you don't know what you don't know, that just becomes another burden or impediment. So the leveraging what you've already done is definitely something that if somebody's looking for it, they should take advantage of that. And talking about knowledge, I mean, you have a number one Amazon bestseller, don't you?
Yes, and thank you for bringing that up. So the book, Deal Mastery, Real Estate Investing Guide to Finding Deals, Joint Venturing, Taking Massive Action and Leaving a Legacy, really was a culmination of being in the business for 20 years. And I always thought it was a little pretentious to write a book. That's why I hadn't written one, you know, for 20 years. But, you know, a couple of people got in my ear and said, no, you have a story to tell. And so I really want folks to go to Amazon, go to dealmastery.net. Dealmastery.net will give you an overview of my book. And I'm offering free bonuses for anyone that wants to take advantage of this special offer to get the book. It's close to $8,000 in bonuses, $794 in bonuses to be exact. We'll give you copies of our joint venture agreements, the joint venture agreements we've used to not only fix and flip properties, but fix and hold properties. Give you a copy of our note agreements. We'll give you 30 days of access to our Deal Mastery coaching and a whole host of other bonuses there. Again, dealmastery.net. And the story that I tell, Clint, is that you can't be successful in this business on an island. You need, and this again, I said it before, but you need the right people around you. You need the right asset protection people, the right tax advisors. You need the right bookkeepers. You need the right mentor to help you take that first step or to help you unlock your business, unlock you from your business. And so we really break down in the book my journey of getting started. It took me 18 months to do my first deal because I didn't have the right why connected with why I wanted to be in the business. But when once I found that, then I was no choice but to be successful in the business. And so I covered that part in the book as well, how to find your right strategic why. And that's what's going to make you get up, you know, at 4:30 in the morning or go to bed at, you know, 12:30 at night, you know, to get work done while you're balancing the 9 to 5. And so I cover all these things in the book. I cover how to focus on the right things in your business, how not to just continuously be distracted by shiny objects here and there on the internet you find, and how you make money here in this industry, here in that industry. Real estate is a great, and it is the perfect industry for anyone listening to get started or to take your business to the next level and be successful, because there's just so much opportunity. You don't need any special type of degree. You don't need any special experience to get started. If you just surround yourself with the right people, you have the right focus, and you approach real estate with the right mindset that it is a business and it's not just a series of, you know, lottery winning opportunities here and there. If you approach it with the right mindset, then you can have this be the pathway to financial freedom and the lifestyle of happiness that you want and deserve. And so if you go to dealmastery.net, you can take advantage of the offer to get the book and also get close to $8,000 worth of bonuses, you know, for anyone listening to this podcast with Clint.
Well, I hope the listeners take advantage of that, because I mean, just what you just shared right there, 18 months until you were finally able to get everything in place and you got your first deal. And so to leverage that experience, I think is huge. That's why you want to talk to someone who's been through it. And so they can help you miss a lot of so you won't make the mistakes along the way. But more importantly, you kept bringing something up. The shiny object syndrome. I can't tell you how many people I've seen at different events over the last 20 years. They've gone from stock investing to flipping real estate to wholesaling. Now they're on to multifamily. And none of them ever stick because they're always looking for something else. And I think it's because, as you stated, they don't have the systems in place. They're not staying focused and they want it to be easy. And would you agree that it's not easy?
It's not easy, but simple. Let me say it again. It's not easy, but simple. If you make the business simple about the fundamental things, then you will have a long-term success. And I want to just reiterate this one more time. Real estate investing is one stream of income of your real estate business. If you build out a real estate business, you'll have income and cash flow that'll come from buy and hold properties. You'll have income and cash flow that'll come from an occasional wholesale or flip. But if you approach real estate as a business, you'll create other streams of income that are tangential to the investment itself. If you put the right sales and marketing in place, if you have the right operations with your virtual workers in place, if you have the right mentor and the right professional partner, strategic partners in place, and if you professionally capitalize your business, and those things in place will help you to have a sustainable real estate business. And it'll be much more than just the cash flow from your apartments, your mobile homes, or your rentals. You will see a pathway to create multiple streams of income once you have your business in place. I assure you that.
Great. I mean, that is such an important concept. And it just, again, as I stated, it ties back into what we teach at Anderson. Well, all right, you gave them some information on how to get a hold of you. That's also going to be in the notes below the podcast. So if people want to click on that link, it'll take you right there to get those bonuses. So be sure to take advantage of that. Anything in passing you want to say?
Well, I've just appreciated working with you. You've been a great resource to, you know, our community. Looking forward to seeing you here shortly in the future. Again, if you want to take advantage of the offers that we gave here, if you go to dealvas.com, we'll do a free consultation with you to discuss your real estate business needs and also talk to you about how our virtual workers can help you in your business. That's dealvas.com. And again, number one bestseller in the real estate investment category, Deal Mastery Book. We'll give you close to $8,000 worth of bonuses for taking advantage of our offer on getting the book today. Go to dealmastery.net. And again, Clint, thank you for giving us the opportunity to share our experience with your listeners and look forward to continuing to work with you as a strategic partner.
Likewise, Andre. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Clint.
Take care.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Show notes for links to everything mentioned in this episode can be found on our website at andersonadvisors.com/podcast. Be sure you subscribe to our podcast, and if you are already a subscriber, please provide us a review of what you thought of this episode.